got a new walk and a new point of view, a new purpose for everything I do. I got a new rule, only real folks around. If you were wondering, I'm about to tell you nothing. It's the same pretty face, but a brand new smile. Same letter C, but she ain't walking, she's flying. New day making, big news, see if love found me. You can surely find you, see it.
Good evening, everybody. This is your girl, Liberated Lola Barber, and you have just tuned in to Sister Think. Man, Sister Think is a place that we have available, a powerful and positive format that we have here for women each and every single Wednesday night. Every Wednesday night at 8:30, this is what we're doing. We're getting on the line and we're talking to powerful women who have things happening, who aspire to have things happening, who share things that have happened with them in their lives. Sometimes it's something, you know, like, oh, wow, and sometimes it's just something that we all can really relate to. So we discuss and create and share ideas and lessons to support ourselves and thereby support the world. So tell everybody that Sister Think is here each and every single Wednesday night. Look, you know, I got to tell you all this little story, and I have a great guest coming up tonight, powerful, powerful lady. So excited about her. I've been posting on Facebook about her all day long, really since yesterday morning or the morning before. And but I want to share something with you guys. You might say, why is she telling us that? I walked into the Walmart, and I'm not in my regular locale today. As a matter of fact, if I'm not coming in loud and clear, I apologize because I got kind of weird reception. But I'm doing real good so far, so I'm kind of happy. I'm excited that my reception is working out pretty good for me. So I walk into the Walmart, and this little blue-eyed, blonde-haired fella and his mama, he had to be about 3 1/2, maybe 4. They're walking into the Walmart, and he's busy trying to get in there. I guess he was trying to get himself some toys or something. So I stepped out of the way so that they could walk in front of me and go into the store. And as they started to walk in front of me, he stopped. He turned around and looked at me and said, "Thank you." And he said, "I love you." I about fell on the floor. It was as sincere, as clear, as intentional as if my own child had walked up to me and said, "I love you." I proceeded to follow the child around the store to find out what his name was because it just touched me. And I said to him, "I love you too." Now, his mama did not look, blink, glance, acknowledge me at all. I don't know what the deal with that was, but I made a decision as I walked through that store that I was sending blessings her way because she had brought something that pure and that beautiful into this world. So I'm telling you, God will send little messages from you to you from all over the place showing you why all of his are beautiful and why you need to know that you are special too. The little boy walked up to me and said, "I love you." And so I'm going to start off this evening by doing what my partner, Heywood Barber, always says on his call, "I love you." So if nobody told you today, yes, that's right, Heywood, I'm stealing it. I want to tell you that I love you and I care about you and I'm proud of you just for making it to another day and for encouraging whoever might come into your path to be the best that they can possibly be. Lots of things been going on this week. You know, we are going into our fourth week, actually our last week, of the segment that we've been doing, Science of Getting Rich. The numbers are off the charts. When I first started this show, I got to be 100%, you know, transparent with you guys. My numbers were kind of okay. You know, they were all right. But, I mean, now it's in the high triple digits on a regular basis. I'm so blown out of the way. That's for each show, every night. I mean, and the numbers just keep jumping and jumping. Don't forget that you can go into the show and look at the archives. Don't forget that and listen to the archives. Do not forget that you can go in there, you can dig into it, and you can listen to whatever you have missed. So that will be the Science of Getting Rich, or sister think. Well, now Haywood has his new show, What's Going On, that he's doing every Tuesday night at 9:30. And the Scandal recap we've been doing, but, you know, Scandal is over. So we might replace that with Mad Men. Not sure, but we've renamed our station to Finding Our Way Radio. And it's going to just have a gamut. I mean, just every day, every night is going to be somebody powerful, somebody who can shed some light on situations, somebody who can help us find our way. Haywood even pointed out to me last night on the Marvin Gaye song, What's Going On, that we use as an intro. He even says, we got to find our way. You know, I always tell people, try not to get mad with folks when they step on your pinky toe or when they do something to you that you deem to be wrong and unfair, because truly, truly, everybody is just trying to find their way. That's all they're trying to do. That's all they're trying to do. Even if it looks devious to you, everybody's just trying to find their way. They're trying to make it the best way that they can. And sometimes you get stuck in the middle of their misdirection when they're doing that. So I just wanted to share that with you all. I'm looking for my guest to jump on the line. I don't see her. I know we're on a different time zone, so I'm not real certain what's going on, but I'm going to keep it moving at any rate. One of the things I wanted to talk about, I listened to an interview today with Barbara Corcoran from Shark Tank. And I say from Shark Tank, but honestly, you guys, that is the least of what she's done. I mean, she took a $1,000 investment and turned it into a multi-million dollar real estate firm in, of all places, New York City. If you can make it there, you can make it anywhere. And I listened to an interview that she had with a guy on a website called Mixergy.com, and I loved it. I mean, I listened to most of it. Actually, I missed like the last 10 or 15 minutes, but it absolutely just blew me away. I mean, it was so much insightful information. I learned about a book that I didn't know. That's why I said Shark Tank is the least of what she's done. She's done so many outstanding things. She has a book, and I love the name of the book. If you don't have big breasts, put pigtails on your, what is it? Put ribbons on your pigtails, and what is it? If you don't have big breasts, put ribbons on your, oh, if you don't have big breasts, go ahead and put ribbons on your pigtails from the get-go. Now, I got to tell y'all, I don't know what that means. but it's a very interesting topic. Very interesting title, and she had to fight to get it. Matter of fact, it wasn't until the second edition that she was actually able to get the publishing company to use that as the title. But, I mean, it's an attention getter all day, right? An attention getter for sure enough, 100%. And so Barbara Corcoran, if you're not familiar with her, she's one of the people on Shark Tank, one of the only two women who have ever been on Shark Tank, and she is an absolute powerhouse. She's a great storyteller. You know, she shared so many things on that interview that really made you understand at a different level, because she tells, like I started off telling a story about the little boy in the grocery store. You know, that's about love is everywhere, you guys. You got to open up your eyes. If I hadn't been cordial, moved out the way, and let them come in, honestly, I would never have gotten that reception from the little fella. So I really thank him. I don't know what his name was. I followed him around the store trying to find out what his name was. Never forgot. But it was just a great reception for him. So keep your eyes, your ears, your heart, and your mind open at all times, for the love that's around you, because it's there. Don't let nobody fool you. It is there. And so, you know, this has been, you know, since we've been doing the Science of Getting Rich, so many things have been unfolding for me. You know, I said a couple of weeks ago, and I'm not going to make this a Science of Getting Rich call. I just wanted to share something with you guys. I said a couple of weeks ago that, you know, it's not really about the money. It's about really richness of the way you live, you know, richness of your spirit, richness of your confidence in yourself, richness of the life that you live. You know, whatever that life is, however it manifests itself, that you are rich within it. And, you know, that's what it's all about, 100%. Figuring out, but see, when you refine, hold on one second, I'm sorry, I'm sending a message. When you refine those things and you master those things that he talks about, in The Science of Getting Rich. They talk about it in The Secret and in The Think and Grow Rich. When you master those things, all of your whole life gets brighter. Your whole life gets more focused. Your whole life gets bigger. You know what I'm saying? And so it's not just about the money. It's about what the money can do and help you do for other people. But it's also about who you become in the journey of doing that. And my church I go to, Unity Center, is doing a follow-up on the prosperity plan that I shared with everybody on The Science of Getting Rich. One second. And, on The Science of Getting Rich. And we're gonna do a follow up to the prosperity program, to the prosperity plan that I share with everybody. And I can't wait because I have a couple of questions for him. Like a sister called in on our show on Monday night. Her name was Dina, and Dina said, you know, a lot of people are afraid of this kind of mindset. A lot of people don't want to be down with this because they think it's anti-God and anti-religious. Well, for it may be to somebody, but it's all from the Bible. I mean, that's the original self-help personal development book. And so, you know, I just want everybody to keep mindful of that, that none of this stuff is hoogee-joogee kind of, none of it is about that. All of it absolutely is about, it's all from biblical principle. It's all based on things that, you know, we already know, we don't already read in scripture. It's just about us putting them into work. There's nothing non-godlike of the processes that we're sharing with people that we hope that they'll be able to implement. And so it's been a real powerful experience. It's been opening up a whole lot of things for me, writing these things every day and saying these things, these affirmations every day, and then being on the call and reading the book has opened up, you know, there's a saying that I love, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change, right? And so I've definitely changed the way that I see a lot of things. And let me say this. People, we out here thinking that we're already so highly developed and all this kind of stuff. Yeah, you're never so highly developed that you can't learn some more, that you can't grow to another level, that you can't be empowered to another point. We're never that highly developed. I don't believe that we are. And since I don't believe that we are, I'm always striving to grow more. So I, you know, thought I was doing pretty good, and I am doing pretty good, but this is taking me up so many notches. The way that it's allowing me to see the world and the way that the world feels like it's coming to me and I'm able to relate to it is blowing my mind, and I keep saying, wow, this all started off with you doing something about the science of getting rich, but it's so much bigger than that. Because when, like, for instance, and I said this up the other night, whenever something looks like it's going bad or it's going wrong, I immediately now say to myself the first line of the prosperity plan, which is, the entire universe loves me, serves me, nurtures me, and wants me to win. We all so paranoid sometimes about somebody trying to get us. Like I started off in the beginning saying, you know, folks, sometimes you get in their way when they got misdirected issues that they're dealing with as they're trying to find their way. But nobody is sitting up trying to get you. Even if it feels like they're trying to get you, they're still trying to get their happiness. They're still trying to get their peace. And so, you know, if you can figure out a way to look at them as a child of God and just dismiss them and keep it moving and pray for them, then most of the time you can jump on the other side of whatever it is that you're dealing with when you're dealing with that person. And a lot of times if you can take yourself and put yourself in their shoes, I probably have a tendency to do that more than most people that I know, and it drives the people around me nuts. Because sometimes, you know, folks just want you to be mad because, you know, that's the time you're supposed to be mad. Me? I don't have no time for that. I don't have no time for being mad. I don't have no time for staying mad. I don't have no time for grudges. I don't have time for any of that because life is too daggone short, and I refuse to spend it, or waste it rather, worrying about, being mean about, fussing about, grumbling about, being angry about anything or anybody. I refuse to do that. And so I think that since I've made that decision, since I've made that choice, it's made for a much bigger life for me. I mean a much, much bigger life. My time, grudges and all that kind of stuff, that stuff will weigh you down. Do you understand me? it will feel like an anchor on your soul. And when you can drop it and release it and just really forgive it, you know, was watching Maya Angelou on Oprah Winfrey's Super Soul Sunday, and she was talking about how powerful forgiveness is. And if you think you're doing the person a favor by forgiving them, for real, that's the smallest part of it. You're doing yourself a favor by forgiving that person. Because once you forgive someone of something, it releases you. It gives you freedom. It takes that space and that energy, that space that you were using in your life to be angry with, frustrated with, fed up with, mad with, hurt by. That's another thing. Stop being ruled, if you will. I offer you this as much as Ayanda Bonzant says. Stop allowing your life to be ruled by people, what you think is somebody offending you. I've had conversations lately with quite a couple of people who said, well, you know, she shouldn't have did that, and who does she think she is, and why does she do that, and I don't understand why they're not doing this for me. Why, wait a minute, why are you choosing right now to be offended? Because it's a choice. I mean, I don't care what they said about you, if they looked at you funny, you got to make a conscious decision to be offended. And guess what, too? If somewhere in the back of your mind you don't agree with that person, you can't even be offended, because offense only takes place when you take ownership of that with that which was said about you. You understand what I'm saying? Somebody say, you's a goofy, cross-eyed hooker. If you take offense from that anywhere in that statement, I know that's like over the top, but if you decide you're going to take offense from by that, then somewhere you got to be insulted. The only way you can be insulted is if some part of you says, well, is that true? Well, am I cross-eyed? Well, you know what I'm saying? And so if you refuse to accept that, if you would refuse to embrace that, if you insist that you're going to move it to the next level, that you're going to, they can't be talking about me because that ain't who I am. And keep it moving. Pray for them and keep it moving. Pray and move your feet. If you make a decision, you will just be amazed. Like, I feel so bad for all of the people in my life that I know who are holding on to, why he say that to me like that? Why she ain't call me no more? Why they were looking at me like that? I feel so sorry for the people who are holding on to that thing, those things, for 10, 15, 20 different people who have passed through their lives. Let it go. When you let it go, you allow yourself to live at a level that you never, ever thought that you could live at. Never, ever thought. Let it go. Holding on to it is doing nothing but eating you up inside, because the person that you're mad and pissed at probably don't even remember that you was mad with them in the first place. And if it's been some years, I bet you some money that you can't even remember what you was mad at them for in the first place. Catch that. So you walk around angry, and I believe the resentment and discontent result in cancer. You walking around angry, discontent, resentful towards somebody who ain't even thinking about you no more. I don't care if it was a man who jilted you, let it go. Forgive it, let it go. He gone, he probably done had 2-3 chicks between you and him. So really, why are you going to beat yourself up with, let yourself become ill by something that don't nobody care about no more but you? You ain't hurting them. You're just hurting yourself. So let it go. If I had to say the best piece of information, the best piece of advice that somebody ever gave me, well, a couple of things. Don't stop letting yourself, a friend of ours, Tim, said his pastor calls it the spirit of offense. So let go of the spirit of offense. Don't own it. Don't keep it. Don't put it in your pocketbook. Don't put it up on the shelf in your house. Don't put it in the drawer next to your night table. Don't put it in your pocket, okay? Let it go. Set it free so that you, too, can have a space in your life. When you let go of that ugly stuff, good stuff gets to usher itself in. Good stuff gets to come in and sit down and hang out with you. When you get rid of the ugly stuff, good stuff gets to come in and sit down and hang out with you. That's real talk. So get rid of all the ugly so that you can let the pretty in. Well, my guest did not make it. She is a very busy lady. I get the feeling that she travels all over the place. So we're going to put her on the back burner for another time. But let's see what us can talk about today. That is interesting. Let me see what is in the news, what has been going on. Now, I don't really watch the news. I'm going to tell you that right now. I don't really watch the news. But, you know, I do hear what people are talking about. I do, you know, folks come to me and say, girl, did you know? And, you know, I always look like a deer in headlights because I'm always like, for real? Did that really happen? Like, I was in the doctor's office day before yesterday, and they started having this conversation about some crazy child who drove 2 hours or an hour to another state and killed her boyfriend and stabbed him 29 times. It's just a whole bunch of nonsense. Can I tell you that the lady in the doctor's office told me that that happened in 2008? Lola Thompson Barber is just finding out about it because I won't hold that. My girl Lamar Fun with Fun Juicing on Facebook, check her out, where I got my Vitamix some from, she posted, oh, I just hate to watch news. Every time I watch news, it makes me cry. My answer to her was, stop watching the news because I don't watch it. Let me tell you where I get my news from. Y'all going to laugh. Let me tell you where I get my news from. I get my news when I sign on to my email. You know, when you sign on to Yahoo and Gmail, how they have it. They have the little, you know, the news flashes and the stuff that's going on. Well, that's where I get my mail from. Because I absolutely refuse to allow myself to get caught up in all of that. See, this is my take on it. And I know my 2 cent, right? But this is my radio show. Hello. So my take on it is this. When I don't hear it like that, I didn't know nothing about that. That happened in 2008. That's when I was knee, elbow, ankle, throat, eyeball, ear deep in real estate, killing it. I mean, crushing it, killing it, stomping it. You understand? So I ain't hear nothing about this murder, nothing about the guy, nothing. I ain't know nothing about it. So if I was able to live my life from 2008 to 2013, which is 5 years, okay, and not know anything about this, but my life went on just fine, I don't need to watch that kind of stuff. And I feel bad for the people in Oklahoma, but unless you're going to put your clothes on, put your shoes on, buy yourself a bus, plane, or train ticket to go to Oklahoma and help with the recovery efforts, or you're going to send a donation. But even if you do that, you do that, and guess what you need to do? Pray. Pray. That's all. Pray for those people. Send positive energy to them. Send hopes of recovery and restoration to them. But sitting around talking about it all day long, like, that's starting to drive me nuts. That people are just talking about it till they're blue in the face. And I'm not saying we're not supposed to discuss it. I'm not saying we're supposed to ignore them. I don't believe we should ignore them. I believe we should lift them up. I believe people can create prayer rings or prayer calls to pray for those people. If you can send them something, send it to them. But sitting around just thinking about tornadoes and what the tornadoes did, that's not helping them. Thinking about destruction, that's not helping them. Think about the uplift and thinking about the restoration, the rebuilding of that area, the restoration, the rejuvenation of those people who were affected by the storm. Think about that. Think about them being whole and happy and well and them having a home again. Think about that. That is what restores. That is what God is looking for you to think about, my opinion again, in order for him to help and do what he needs to do to restore them. Right now it's about restoration. So I don't really, I don't at all watch the news. Like right now I've zipped into you on Yahoo, and, I, you know, I'm looking at, like, I'll pick what I want to watch. Like right now it says new star joins. All right, Janet Jackson, new star joins the role of billionaire. Says, see, this kind of news I like. Janet Jackson is officially a billionaire. Watch out there now. I don't think her brother reached that status. Wow. Since Michael Jackson may be one of the most successful celebrities, but his sister Janet, who of course is alive and well, is doing pretty well herself. The 47-year-old is officially a billionaire. According to Variety, Jackson, who was one of the best-selling artists of all time, has earned $458 million thanks to her successful tours. $304 million from acting roles in films like Full Color Girls and The Nutty Professor, $260 million in album sales, and more than $81 million from tours, sponsorships, and licensing fees. And the controlled songstress isn't the only billionaire in her household. Jackson secretly married, oh, we know that, she married that man. He already a billionaire. So he, what? Julia Louis-Dreyfus is a billionaire? How in the world did Julia Louis-Dreyfus from Seinfeld, look, y'all, you can be millionaires if Julia Louis-Dreyfus is a freaking billionaire, okay? Holy moly. Could you, Julia. Well, I'm sorry. When we get off of here, I'm going to have to. Oh, okay. She got left a fortune from her dad, billionaire Gerard Louis Dreyfus. Wow. Who knew she came from that? That's what's up. So that's the kind of, I pick and choose which news I want to watch. And, you know, you can do that too. But that's how I roll. I'm not watching nothing that's negative. Okay, I know about it, and I need to keep it moving. So I'm not going to sit around and pay attention to it. I'm going to pray about it. I'm going to ask God to help those people and restore them, and I'm going to keep it moving. I'm going to send a donation, and then I'm going to keep it moving. So, you know, you guys, I was going to have a guest on tonight, but the guest is not coming on tonight. So I am going to cut us a little short this evening. And we've been on for about 30 minutes, so I think that that's a good time. I don't want to binge off ear to death. Usually when I have a guest coming on, I still have a format. I have I can't think of the word right now, but I have a something planned. But I didn't do that tonight. I will say this in closing. The young lady who was coming on is the author of a book called Fearless Beauty. And I just found that title so powerful. You know, fearless anything is powerful to me. I submit to you that fear is one of the most crippling things on the planet. You know, Maya Angelou said in her Super Soul Sunday that courage was the most important virtue. So I'll say, because one is on one end and the other is on the other end, fear is the most crippling and courage is the most powerful. Because if you can conquer and be courageous and walk through your fears and understand that they're not real, you can do anything. And if you're walking around feeling that you're less than because of how you look or your weight or anything like that, then please do understand that that's not real either. You are beautiful because God made you. God loves you. I love you. And I certainly hope you have an absolutely outstanding night. Until we talk again, I don't know if we'll be doing a show this weekend. Like I said, scandal is gone. But until we talk again, everybody, this has been your girl, Liberator. Check us out on Monday, May the 27th, for our last Science of Getting Rich. I've been offering to everybody mindsetclub.com. Go there, check it out. The program that I just recently purchased to do a higher level of study for the Science of Getting Rich. You can find it on that website. Again, you guys have an awesome night. Again, I love you. Think highly of yourself because God does. Peace and blessings. Let's go out again with my girl, Letticy. I just love Letticy. With Bravo.
I got a new one.